From chess to chickens now, allow me to explain. You've probably heard about the growing problem of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. It's gotten so serious that the World Health Organization says it threatens the achievements of modern medicine. A lot of things are contributing to the problem, but one of the biggest may be the overuse of antibiotics in livestock. This may sound crazy, but most of the drugs used in the U.S. are put into animal feed, and most of those are given to animals that are not sick. Politicians don't seem to be taking the issue all that seriously, but as Joe Rubin reports, the industry is starting to change.
Petaluma Poultry in the hills north of San Francisco is the kind of place most people might like to imagine their chicken dinner comes from. Rancher Mike Leventini shows off a shaded outdoor area for these free-range chickens.
They can meander around and express their natural behaviors and pick for worms and do those kind of things that birds do.
Petaluma sends a quarter of a million birds every week to supermarkets like Costco and Trader Joe's, and they do it without a staple of modern industrial animal farming.
We haven't had to use antibiotics in over 10 years.
Most producers these days rely heavily on antibiotics to promote growth and prevent the kind of infections that can come with lots of animals raised together. But scientists say overuse of the drugs is contributing to a huge global problem: growing resistance to antibiotics that are crucial to human health. Here at Petaluma, though, Leventini says farm operators follow basic principles.
You spend more fuel to heat the chicken houses. You keep the litter dry. You keep fresh air in the barn. You're doing all these things to keep the birds from getting sick.
It sounds like a stark alternative to the big corporate approach. But it turns out this actually is the big corporate approach. Petaluma Poultry is owned by the iconic chicken company, Perdue.
My advertising might be good, but it's nowhere near as good as my chickens.
Yep, that Perdue, the company whose homie pitchman, Frank Perdue, made it famous back in the 70s. Over the last few years, Perdue has been gobbling up antibiotic-free and organic producers and is now the largest antibiotic-free chicken company in the U.S. And they're not alone.
Good evening, welcome to Chick-fil-A. My name is Nicole. How may I serve you?
Hi, can I ask you a question? Is the chicken antibiotic-free yet?
I was just reading about that, and can I get that information for you at the window?
The information from Chick-fil-A is that the chain has committed to going totally antibiotic-free. Other industry giants are also trying to reposition themselves on the issue. And then there are fast-growing players like Chipotle. The upstart burrito chain is so gung-ho about antibiotic-free that they produced a controversial animated video with its Fiona Apple soundtrack that shows factory-farmed animals being pumped up with growth-promoting antibiotics.
Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
The Chipotle video has 13 million YouTube views. Perdue Vice President Bruce Stewart Brown says part of the reason his company has embraced antibiotic-free is because of what they're hearing from some of their customers on social media.
They don't trust or have some question about why companies would use them, especially inappropriately in their mind.
So with consumers leading the way, are antibiotics on the way out of the diet of American chickens and other farm animals? Not quite, says Jean Halloran, Director of Food Policy Initiatives at Consumers Union.
Consumers are starting to have an impact, but consumer action alone is not going to get us 100% of where we need to go.
Consumers Union has been pushing for stiffer regulations on antibiotic use in animals for decades. But the efforts have run into stiff opposition from the pharmaceutical and livestock industries. The strongest action the U.S. government has been able to muster is a call last December by the Food and Drug Administration for a voluntary ban on antibiotics being used for growth promotion. It's been a different story in Europe, where governments have taken stronger action. But of course, microbes know no boundaries, which is why British Prime Minister David Cameron recently called for more international coordination on the issue.
It's a very, very serious problem, and one that we absolutely have to grip. We have to grip it globally, because this is a problem that's going to affect every country in the world.
Cameron told the BBC that growing antibiotic resistance could lead the world back to the dark ages of medicine. And he said Britain would head up an international effort to tackle the problem. But even those efforts would fall short without significant change in countries like China and the U.S., which brings us back to the slow evolution of the American market.
We think we're going to be able to get somewhere, but it's going to take an outcry of the population.
That's New York Representative Louise Slaughter. She's the only microbiologist in Congress, and she's been pushing for a bill to clamp down on antibiotics in animals for a decade. She says growing consumer consciousness is making a difference, but the percentage of the U.S. meat market that's antibiotic-free is still likely less than 5%. So while she continues to push for legislation, Slaughter is also pressuring industry giants like McDonald's to join upstarts like Chipotle and Purdue's Petaluma Poultry and make a global pledge to stop using antibiotics in its meat. For The World, I'm Joe Rubin, Petaluma, California.